T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's welcome in Bob McKillop. He coached Steph Curry at Davidson. He retired after this season. 33 years at Davidson. Wow. Bob, I'm just going to, and I work with some young guys here. They all think 33 years is a long time. I tell you what, I played for a guy who was at a college for 48 years, a guy named Glenn Robinson at Franklin and Marshall College. You ever hear of him?
Wow. Yes, I certainly did. I was a high school coach years ago when he was there.
Yeah, so he wound up retiring a couple years ago with 967 wins. But congratulations on a great career at Davidson and the crown jewel, Steph Curry. You know, Bob, I got to be honest, I don't even know where to start with him. I could say, did you think he was going to be this good? But, you know, everything that happens is kind of new with Steph Curry. So now you've seen him win title number 4. He's got the finals MVP. Where does your mind go, and where has it gone in the last month?
He just builds upon everything that he has represented ever since I've known him. We talk about qualities like humility, like confidence. He balances them perfectly. The quality of discipline, yet freedom. His game represents that, but yet he always puts discipline before freedom. The insatiable work ethic, the passionate and relentless quest to be the best. He's guided by this special light that very few are impacted by, and that's the quest for excellence. And his fingerprints touch every aspect of that, off the court, on the court, as a teammate, as a player, as a sibling, as a son, as a father, as a husband. I think it's extraordinary what he's demonstrated in his life without missing a beat in one realm that his life touches.
Bob, I don't have to tell you. I tell my partner every day we come in here, and I'm a father. There's so much just noise and talk on the internet about players and teams. And I just want to ask you, now that Curry got his 4th ring, now the pundits are finally giving him what I deem his just due. They're saying he has nothing to prove. Can you share with us when that moment was for you in Steph Curry's career to where you were like, I've seen enough. This guy deserves his flowers just as a competitor and, athlete.
I've never reached that point because he continues to build on that resume. In his second game as a college player, he drops 30 on Michigan, and the first thing he says in the press conference is, thanks to the guys who delivered the ball to him, set the screens for him, outletted the ball, helped him behind in defense, set the screens. Gratitude was a part of his vocabulary as an 18-year-old kid. And I think that that's an extraordinary gift, and he's just refined that, but it's always been there. And everything he does is in that capacity. We had a magical year in 2007-08. And at the beginning of the year, we played North Carolina here in the Charlotte Coliseum. And they were a top 10 team. Tyler Hansbrough led them. And they had several other first-round picks. And we wound up losing by 7 points. But the pivotal aspect of that game was the day before, as we practiced at the Charlotte Coliseum, Stephen was examined by our trainer. And he had been diagnosed with a tear of the cartilage in his wrist bone. And the decision was he could live with the pain and limit his practice and go through a season which would be very uncertain, or he could immediately have surgery, be back in about 3 to 5 months, and be ready for his next year. And he looked onto the court as he spoke with Dell, myself, and our trainer, and he said, I see those seniors out there, three of them, Thomas, Jason, and Boris, and this is their year. I'm not stepping back. I'll go through the pain. I'll go through the maybe the misses I'll have because of this, but I'm not stepping back. That kind of sacrifice, that kind of commitment, you don't find that too much. There are guys today that don't even play in bowl games to conclude their season. And here's Stephen risking it all to make sure his senior teammates had the best year of their lives.
We're talking to Bob McKillop, 33 years at Davidson. He coached Steph Curry. Bob's a legend in his own right, if you don't know that by now. Let me ask you, at any point, let's say you're recruiting Steph in high school. He's a senior. He's not getting the offers he wants. Maybe you're laying in the weeds thinking maybe we could. Did you ever think, is he going to be able to get that shot off in the college, well, at college ranks? Was that ever an issue?
I got a visual of laying in the weeds. I'm just delighted that no one else was laying in the weeds with me. I never thought that would be an issue. And I told Sonia the day he committed to us in his living room that she says, I'll fatten him up, coach, I'll fatten him up. And I said, I'll take him just the way he is. I was that confident in him. And I chuckle as I look at photos from when he was a freshman for us. And I mean, it looks like he's wearing Dell's uniform. I mean, it's massive on him.
Right.
And yet I see him today and what he has built himself to be. And I don't at all have a question because I saw that passion. I saw that relentless quest for excellence that accompanied everything he did.
Bob, I'm curious, I'm running out of adjectives to describe Steph Curry. We know he revolutionized the game when it comes to shooting. Has that made it difficult or more easier on the college game?
Well, I think we need to really grasp what he has done as a shooter. Check his free throw percentage. Check his layup percentage. If we could get our college players to respect the three, the free throw, and the layup as much as Stephen respects those three things, I think we'd have many more complete players. He's the master at it. And then he doesn't give up when it comes to playing the game. How many screens does he set? How many cuts does he make? How many spaces does he open up just by being who he was and who he is? I thought, Boston tried to take him out of the game. I guess it was game five. I was out there for the game in San Francisco. And, he looked like an Oreo cookie on the sideline the way he was being guarded by two guys. Yeah. And what that did was just open up all kinds of space for Jordan, for Clay, for Andrew. It was extraordinary what he was able to do by creating space.
Bob McKillop joining us. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
Stephen has taken the basketball and treated it like a spotlight. If it stays in his hand, it burns him. But if he passes it around and moves it around, everyone is under the spotlight. I don't see a player having ever done that with the capacity to keep the spotlight in his hands as dramatically and as efficiently and as gracefully as Stephen has done it.
Bob McKillop joining us on 95.7 The Game. Coach Steph Curry at Davidson. I mean, I've been lucky enough to be out here for Steph's entire career, and the one thing that's just been amazing to me, Bob, is the different ways you talk about Steph and the ideas you almost come up with to defend him, because he's such, he's almost more dangerous the further he is from the basket. Well, that's unheard of in a way, but I want to just go back to just his growth as a player, because you tell me, because you saw it first. I've always felt like, okay, at some point he knew he had a gift with shooting the basketball. That's where it started. He could put the ball in the hole. But, like, everything from his game built off that foundation. Like, once he realized he was a great shooter, then he realized they got to guard me a little further out on the court, and now I can get to my drive game. But I got to work on my drive. You know what I mean? Like, and everything just came from there. But he used that to be actually a better all-around player, where some people say, eh, I'm a pretty good shooter. That's about it.
Well, he's a brilliant analyst, and he's so detailed in what he does. And you can talk about the way they're defending him today and in his career with Golden State, but I have very vivid memories of the way UCLA defended him and the way even a team like Loyola Baltimore defended him. You might know the story. Loyola Baltimore decided to play a triangle two, and the two defenders, instead of covering two men, covered Stephen. So there were two guys covering Stephen. He came to the TV timeout at the 16-minute mark in the first half and said, Coach, I'm going to stand in the corner and let them guard me, and then we'll play 4-on-3. We wound up winning by 30-plus points, and he sacrificed. And believe it or not, he was the leading scorer in the country before the game, knowing that he's not going to get a point this game and he's not going to be the leading scorer again, but he was willing to stand in the corner. And then we play UCLA, and this was his sophomore year, and Russell Westbrook came off the bench, so he wasn't even starting. That's how good UCLA was. And Ben Howland, the early coach, had a wonderful idea, terrific idea. Let's top lock Stephen. So Stephen went down to the baseline, as he traditionally did with his cuts, and there was Russell Westbrook facing the basket, top locking him from getting off a screen or getting open. And yet he maneuvered and managed to help us. We had a 17-point lead in the game. If it wasn't for the stupid coach, we probably would have won the game. But that's the kind of guy Stephen Curry is. He learns, he analyzes, he studies, he's detailed. He doesn't sacrifice details for any sense of urgency. He's going to get it done.
Bob, my son and I were watching old Warrior games, 2016 Western Conference Finals, and I want to talk physique with you because Steph had the body like not a high schooler but college, like when you had him. My partner here goes to a game early this season, courtside, and he comes back and he says, man, I didn't know Steph was that thick. Muscles. What have you made of the metamorphosis with his body? Because now, Bobby, he's got some guns. He's thick.
You know, one of the things that he so relishes is his understanding that, hey, I can lift weights and lift weights and lift weights, and it may not show on the outside, but it's going to show on the inside. He's got this sinewy strength. He's got superb hips. He has the ability to turn his hips so quickly. And then something, I don't know how many people are blessed with this, but he's got uncanny eyes. He has fast twitch eye muscles. So those eyes see those what's happening on the court. He sees the ball not where it just is, but where it's going to be. The eyes transmit to the hips transmit to the feet, and then you get the power. And as I said, it's sinewy and under the skin, but my goodness, you talk to any of his Warrior teammates, and they'll tell you how strong he is in a weight room. He's got this uncanny ability to hide that strength, and now it's starting to show. And he's starting to look like he's got some old man strength, but leave people old man.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thank you for joining us. Great, great interview. Great talking to you. Congratulations on a great career at Davidson, too. You had a lot to do with this.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Matt. Wonderful to be with you guys. Always a delight to be on your show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host- host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.